WTAW News time is 7:06. 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Rain since midnight has already left most of the listening area, and in its wake, a new daily record for April of 1.17 inches. 4.8 inches for the month takes the year-to-date total at Easterwood to over 18 inches. An outage map for BTU shows 16 active outages affecting approximately 250 customers, down from over 300 an hour ago. College Station Utilities reporting two outages affecting four customers. As Bluebell ice cream plant shut down due to listeria contamination, employees are on the company's website and recently reactivated Twitter account.
The support's a little bit overwhelming.
Some people say you shouldn't take it personal, but I take it personal because I have a heart for the company I work for.
There was also a mention about the company's new intensive plant cleaning program, which starts today.
We try to help each other out and try to do what we need to do to keep things going, to keep things clean, so we can make the best product in the USA.
Five employees ranging in tenure from 19 to 33 years are on the two-minute video, which you can see on our website at WTAW.com. The College Station City Council has directed staff to develop regulations to allow a group of food trucks to park on the same lot. James Benham pushed the idea of the food truck park at University and South College at the home of the former Albertsons store. John Nichols raised more than once to Benham the concern of protecting brick-and-mortar restaurants.
And we have to think about equity and competitiveness issues regarding existing businesses.
Alrighty, but we've already addressed that largely in our existing with distance and buffering requirements. We've already addressed that in a lot of our existing items here, and so you always have to think about that. We had to think about that when we first passed the mobile food ordinance in 2011. The equity and issues were already there as well.
Food truck owner Derek Baer says he's negotiating with the property owner to manage the lot. Promises made the last couple of years about the new Kyle Field were repeated again during the latest update from Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp and project representatives. They said once again the construction is on time and on budget. There's enough women's restrooms. There will be enough cell phone capacity for texts and photos and social media. Tim Lomax of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says the chancellor has given $1 million to replace traffic signal controllers around College Station.
We're giving that to the city of College Station to amplify the work that they've already started. You'll begin to see that occur between the spring semester and the summer.
Lomax also says they're still looking for a couple of additional locations for the shuttle bus service. The main site of Get to the Grid will be at American Momentum Bank at University in Copperfield. Blinn College has announced four finalists for district president who are responsible for campuses in Brenham, Bryan, Seeley, and Schulenburg. One of the residents is Blinn's president in Bryan, Sylvia McMullen. The other finalists are also from community colleges located in Austin, New Jersey, and Minnesota. Each of them will be on the Bryan and Brenham campuses the week after next for open forums. Those schedules and more biographical information are on our website at WTAW.com. 3 months into the Texas legislative session, lawmakers are working with a different philosophy from the governor's mansion. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County says he's fine with Greg Abbott waiting for the House and Senate to work out, among other things, the next budget.
And I have all the faith that the conferees and the lieutenant governor and governor and speaker will start playing together nice. But I think Governor Abbott is doing exactly what he needs to do. Let these two gentlemen work this out and the two legislative bodies, and we will.
Cassell says the state leaders are meeting weekly over breakfast, so they all know what's going on in each other's camp. WTAW News time is 7:10 now. It's 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mostly cloudy skies will continue through today, along with a chance of more scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be heavy. High temperatures near 80. Any showers and storms diminish tonight. Low temperature by morning down around 60. Cloudy to occasionally partly sunny, breezy, cooler on Tuesday. Maybe a few showers around, temperatures near 70. Fair at night, low 50s. Nice day on Wednesday, kind of cool and dry, mostly sunny. High temperature, low 70s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with A&M baseball taking one from number one LSU this weekend. A&M softball taking one on the chin from number one Florida over the weekend. And we'll have an update on the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, and more coming up. We'll do it for you about 7:50. It's not Tuesday.
Well, I know it's not, but we have a great story this morning.
Cause to be happy?
Yes, a cause to be happy. And since nobody's ever heard this song before, I thought we could probably play that. You're not having to look at the stupid video I am, but yes, as a matter of fact, the United Nations has put out their 2015 World Happiness Report.
Ooh.
How far down on the list are we?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Once again, U.S. and this is the United Nations Sustainable Development Solutions Network.
The more words it has, the less it means.
Yeah. It aims to compare the... All right, that's enough.
Thank you.
Thanks. Aims to compare the subjective happiness of countries around the world... for the third time.
Let's measure something we can't measure.
Yeah. This is the old we them thing, right?
Uh-huh.
We where we are and them over there, okay? Anything you could do to make yourself better. But anyway, it focused on happiness data, resulting in policy making designed to improve citizens' lives. Because it's the government's job to make sure that your life is okay.
If they don't, who will?
That's right. More on the Rush update, by the way, on that. Once again, the United States failed to make the top 10. Okay.
Yay. All right.
For the first time, Switzerland ranked number one, followed by Iceland. You know, I watched that show. What's that show on one of the channels where the guy drinks his way around the world? Have you seen that?
Oh,
Booze Traveler.
Booze Traveler.
Yeah. Booze Traveler. Okay. I saw Booze Traveler, and he talks about... I mean, basically the people in Iceland eat rotted meat, okay? That's really what they do. And the drinks that they have are just as nasty. But they end up being number two in happiness.
So far, both very homogenous societies.
Yes. Denmark, fitting right in there.
Homogenous.
Yes. Norway.
Uh-huh.
And Canada. Who does?
Okay, I mean, they got that French-English divide.
Yeah, well, and then, plus they're rubbing up against us. I mean, consider, if you will... And again, it depends on where in Canada you go. People who actually do business with the United States kind of do have a grasp of reality as opposed to a lot of people in Canada who don't.
Yes.
Anyway, the report looks at a variety of factors polled by Gallup International to report on a country's happiness, including economic standing, social support, healthy life expectancy, freedom to make decisions, perception of corruption, and generosity.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Freedom.
I know, yeah.
Man, and we didn't even make the list.
No, we didn't, because, you know, there's no freedom here. We don't get to do nothing.
Well, they're trying.
I was going to say, you listen to some, you might agree.
They're trying.
Anyway, it's the World Happiness Report, and once again, we didn't make top 10, so.
Well, man, that's just depressing.
Yeah, it really is. It makes me feel horrible to think that we can't be happy.
So we need the parody, then.
Well, sure.
Because it's crappy.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, so anyhow, we'll find out later on what that's all about. And they're trying, though, for instance, in places like New York, to make everybody happy. Charles Ray Fuller, do you know him? Charles Ray Fuller, 21 years old. He's a North Texas man who was arrested last week for trying to cash a $360 billion check.
Oh, well.
But he had a good reason. He said he wanted to start a record company. Tellers at the Fort Worth Bank became immediately suspicious, perhaps because of the 10 zeros on the personal check that might have tipped him off. He's from Crowley. He was arrested on a forgery charge and released on a bond of $3,750. He may not have even had that. Fuller said that his girlfriend's mama gave him the check to start a record business. But bank employees who contacted the account's owner said the woman told them she had not given him permission to take or cash the check. Oh, what did she do? She wrote it and put it in a drawer for safekeeping?
He must have added zeros. I only said $360 million.
That's right. In addition to the forgery count, he's charged with unlawfully carrying a weapon and possessing marijuana, too.
Hey.
All right. Officers reportedly found less than two. Yeah, exactly. Less than 2 ounces of marijuana. But he's carrying a 25 caliber handgun and magazine.
Should have known we got all three names right there up front.
If you know that things cannot go well. So there you are. Kenyan. Road officials, the safety officials in Kenya, have threatened to charge injured pedestrians with attempted suicide. And, police in Kenya say road fatalities are up 10% this year, with jaywalkers accounting for nearly half of those who have been killed. By threatening a charge of attempted suicide, thus authorities are hoping to cut down on jaywalking. That sounds like the kind of a law we'd write. Attempting suicide is a crime in Kenya, punishable for up to 2 years in prison, a fine, or both. So I guess that's what it is they get them off the streets. They can do more than just write them a citation.
I think they should change it, because suicide's definitely got to be a state of mind.
Yes.
I would make a new law and call it attempted Darwinism.
Oh, I like that. Ooh. Yeah, I like that. That's okay, yeah. All right, what's your kid doing? Most people need a good solid five seconds to plot their first move on a Rubik's Cube. Never mind doing the whole thing. Colin Burns completed the entire puzzle during the final round of the Rubik's Cube competition on Saturday at Central Bucks West High School in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. He broke the world record for the fastest time restoring a Rubik's Cube, solving it in 5.25 seconds. Previous record had been held by a guy in the Netherlands at 5.5 seconds. Saturday's competition was an official one held by the World Cube Association, the WCA. Yeah.
Golly. So do they have the red, white, and blue logo like the NBA?
Let's look it up. Let's look up the World Cube Association and see who the commissioner of the World Cube Association is. And, you know, for regular folks...
They do. They have a logo.
They have a commissioner? Or
all
they have a logo?
Six colors.
Oh,
yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? And you're right. We probably would take 5 seconds to look at what our first move would be.
Uh-huh. I've seen people take longer to recognize a green light.
Well, they... Well, they're reading a text. What do you want? But the idea is you go there and you solve a Rubik's Cube in 30 seconds and you're an abysmal failure. I mean, you're going to have problems sleeping at night because you can't do a Rubik's Cube in less than 30 seconds. I don't know how you can move that fast. I'm sure they probably got a video of it. I don't know. Is there prize money involved? Anything about this?
It'd be funny to replace one of those blocks.
Yeah.
Just swap out three of the
peel the little color off and move it around.
But give them a fake one to where it can never be solved and just see how long it takes to get frustrated.
I can't imagine.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and price range. New items arrive often, sometimes in multiple and sometimes one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures awaiting you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, right next to Harry's in the Stack.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our now to wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
800. With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Good morning. It's 7:21. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Pretty spectacular storm last night. If you slept through it, good for you. But, man, you do a good job of heavy sleeping.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
There's plenty of thunder and plenty of lightning. And again, you know, more rain. I think we have enough. Can we stop now, at least for a little while? I know in July we'll probably want it, but right now. The Duke and the Duchess of Cambridge, William and Kate, plan to break the royal tradition with the birth of their second child. Instead of the pomp and circumstance that traditionally comes with the birth announcement, the couple says they're not going to do the traditional castle easel announcement. They put up an easel that is the birth announcement, and the announcement will be placed still on the formal easel, but the Twitter account is where they're actually going to do it. Apparently people stand in line outside of Buckingham Palace to go in and see the official birth announcement. They did so with Prince George. But now they're just going to tweet it out, which I got is pretty cool.
Man.
That's pretty cool. You think the Queenie's not happy about that? Think she's spinning her hat over that thing? I'm just saying. Well, it's got to be easier, though.
I mean, it's not like they were standing in line at the dentist anyway.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, patting ourselves on the back, we won a bunch of awards over the weekend.
Oh, man. Did we?
Bunch of them. Yeah. That was good news?
Yes.
Great news.
And our friends over at KBTX won some awards
yes.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, we were throwing spitballs at each other. Okay. bad news is they didn't let us bring the plaques home.
No.
They didn't have the plaques from the engraver.
First time ever.
But that's okay. It made the ceremony go faster.
They said, oh, it's okay. Radio is radio isn't a visual format anyway.
That's right. Why would we want those anyway? So we'll be hanging those up. And then Patrick will take pictures of them and put them up
yes,
on the website.
Yes,
so
yes.
Much like the birth announcement, we'll share those with you so that you'll have
No,
that.
Really, we actually won. They finally sent them, I swear.
Yeah. Okay, so when does your midlife crisis begin? When does your midlife crisis begin? We'll talk about that in about 15 minutes. In the meantime, you've heard of the Arkansas Crater of Diamonds State Park, obviously,
oh, yeah.
mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Yeah.
Visitor going to the Arkansas Crater of Diamonds State Park. She asked God, quote, "Are you going to bless me and let me find a diamond today?" End quote. Well, apparently, God said yes. So, short time later, Sue Clark spotted a teardrop-shaped 3.6-carat diamond.
Wowzer.
That she dubbed the Hallelujah Diamond. Yeah, there you go. Hallelujah. Susie says that she plans on keeping her diamond, well, at least for now.
Uh-huh.
It's 3.6 carats. About a year ago, a teen had a 3.8-carat diamond that she found at Crater Diamonds and sold it for $20,000, so Susie may decide that something catches her eye and she wants to go ahead and let it go at that point. But, you know, they've been getting diamonds out of there for a long time,
oh,
haven't they?
Yep. Well, they go through and rake it up every once in a while.
Yeah, is that it?
They till it over and good luck to you.
Well, I guess you want to go on after tilling day, don't you? Do we know when tilling day is?
I think that's like once or twice a week.
Oh, okay. Well, I just, mm-hmm. you know, got your tilling day calendar and just, okay. Oh, so what, really, once or twice a week?
Take a bucket and a
shovel. Something like
that's
that.
That's about it.
You can rent a bucket and a shovel.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, let me know how that works out for you. For her, you know, it's okay.
And the diamonds don't look that great. I mean, they look
yeah,
like
sure,
because
they're rough, right. Yeah, they're rough cut. Yeah, you got to, you could have your, you know, diamond cutter out there making it look good, get it sparkly before you leave. But anyhow, all right, 7:25. We'll check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. So with that weather out of the way, look for a high temperature today. Eventually, is 79 degrees. Low temperature tonight, be pretty chilly at 59, as a matter of fact. We will have a 40% chance of rain kind of hanging on. And then 20% chance of rain on Tuesday. Tuesday night, just as a forewarning, we're looking at 49 for our low temperature, so that'll be a little bit different. And then sunshine Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and at least for now, Saturday and Sunday appear to be the same thing. And we'll have 72 for our high temperature on Wednesday. Gradually warms up. We'll get up to around 80 by the time we get to the weekend, so should be fine. Right now, skies are clearing out. Winds have died down. They were going pretty good earlier this morning. They're out of the east at 7 now. We've got fair skies, and it's 64.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The ultra mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, is going to do what no mayor has done before. He is going to lift people out of poverty. The scope of the problem would seem daunting to mere mortal mayors. Over 45% of New York City residents live at or near the poverty line. That means a family of four lives on an income of just over 30 grand a year. But thanks to Bill de Blasio, over the next decade, 800,000 of them are going to see their fortunes reversed. You're asking how? Well, here's how. Bill D will implement a new living wage. Starting next January, workers will earn $9 an hour. And over the next few years, that living wage will be tied to inflation and will eventually hit $15 an hour. Now, but wait, there's more. Bill D is going to revamp and redesign job training programs so that his New Yorkers, who apparently didn't learn what they were supposed to learn in school, can learn to work and earn more via yet another training program. And he's going to expand free pre-K childcare program and increase low-income housing. Sure, I know it's nothing but tried and failed big government liberalism on steroids, but this time, see, it's going to work. Not because it makes economic sense. It doesn't. No, it's got to work because de Blasio has good intentions. At last, finally, the poor of New York will be poor no more. At least in their dreams. This doesn't stand a prayer.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
What can being listed on YP.com do for your business? You're about to find out for free. YP will give your business a free listing on two extremely powerful customer delivering tools, YP.com and the YP app. Growing your business requires maximum visibility, and every month, over 70 million potential new customers search for businesses on YP.com and the YP app. 70 million! But if you're not there, they can't find you. Get the maximum visibility that comes from a free listing with America's largest marketing agency for small business, YP. Look, you're the expert in your business, and YP is the expert in driving new customers to your business. Imagine what that free listing on YP could do for your bottom line. Claim your free business listing today. Potential customers are searching for businesses like yours each and every day. Don't let your competitors get them because you're not listed. Go to myfreeyp.com. That's myfreeyp.com. Myfreeyp.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Navasota ISD campuses will open later than normal due to power outages from this morning's storms. Doors open and staff are asked to report at 9:30. Buses will be delayed 2 to 2.5 hours. Breakfast service will not be available. Phase 2 of the Kyle Field redevelopment remains on schedule and on budget. Greg McClure of Manhattan Vaughn Construction says they're working from south to north along the west side, with the first of the three-story cluster columns going up next week.
By, let's just say, the end of May, the entire seating structure over on the west, over on that side, will be completely in place. So you'll see the bones of the stadium, if you will, from what you'll always see from the outside. You'll be able to see that.
What you won't see are the installation of nearly 1,100 cell phone antennas, which Todd Christner says will allow 100,000 Wi-Fi users on the network at the same time.
Which means your cell phone is much closer, making the battery life while you're here much greater. So if you show up with a full battery, it's going to last the whole game.
Chancellor John Sharp says the electrical system will be activated May 15th, the air conditioning June 15th, the installation of the grass field July 1st, the completion of the west side canopy July 15th, and the elevators and escalators August 15th. 4 years after the city of College Station adopted regulations on food trucks, the city council will consider allowing mobile restaurants to gather in parking lots. The first will be near the former Albertsons next to Northgate. Food truck owner Derek Baer, who told the council he would manage the operation for the property owner, says more trucks means more customers.
It's hard to get, you know, 10 of your coworkers to come out and just have waffles. But if there's a barbecue truck, you can go get a sandwich, you can go get tacos, you can go get, you know, Japanese food.
The proposed conditional use permit was promoted by Councilman James Benham, who has seen food truck parks in Portland and other cities.
These spaces can be absolutely beautiful and can lend themselves quite well to people staying and hanging out and bringing their kids and being particularly attractive.
No date has been set for when the council will consider final action. Four finalists have been selected to be the next district president at Blinn College. They're all scheduled to visit the Bryan and Brenham campuses the week after next. Public forums are part of their itinerary. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find the forum schedules and biographies of those who are interested in leading Blinn's four campuses, which also include Schulenburg and Seeley. One of the finalists is local. Sylvia McMullen is the current president of the Bryan campus. The other candidates come from Minnesota, New Jersey, and the Austin Community College District. There's a difference in conducting business in state government, with Rick Perry moving out and Greg Abbott moving into the governor's mansion. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County says Abbott is keeping close tabs on what the lawmakers are doing.
The governor and lieutenant governor and speaker and comptroller meet, I think, for breakfast every Wednesday. So they're in communication constantly, and this is really a little game the lieutenant governor and speaker get to play, and the governor's not taking such a big role in it, and that's good.
Cassell is confident the state budget will get worked out, even though the House prefers a reduction in the sales tax and the Senate favors increasing the property tax exemption and giving breaks to small business owners. Texas teacher training programs that began when George W. Bush was governor appeared to be on the way back. The state Senate recently approved four bills filed by Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham that would recreate math achievement academies and reading excellence teams.
The feedback from the teachers and the administrators have been very positive on these series of bills.
The additional training for elementary school teachers, which passed the Senate on a unanimous vote, is also supported by Governor Abbott. A former member of Rick Perry's staff when he was governor is one of three judges who will consider Perry's appeal to have his felony abuse of power charges dismissed.
Justice Bob Pemberton is one of the judges from the Republican-dominated 3rd Texas Court of Appeals named to hear Perry's appeal. According to his biography, Pemberton was a deputy general counsel on the former governor's staff and a briefing attorney to former Texas Supreme Court Chief Justice Tom Phillips, who is now on Perry's legal team. Perry appointed Pemberton to the appeals court in 2003. The panel will receive briefs on the appeal May 13th. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
As Bluebell ice cream plants shut down due to listeria contamination, employees are on the company's website and recently reactivated Twitter account.
We can look and see all the people that support us at this time and how it really builds us up and keeps us moving forward.
Another employee who's been with Bluebell for 31 years choked up when talking about the impact the recall has had on him and his family.
When you start talking about it, you know, I'll go home and I'll talk with my wife and my kids will, you know, encourage me, and it hurts, but
we know it's that support is there.
The video, which you can see on our website at WTAW.com, includes five employees from the Brenham plant. Today is the first day all Bluebell employees start a new training program, and plant equipment undergo what was described as a new intensive cleaning program. A North Texas woman who survived an avalanche triggered by a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Nepal is trying to find her way back home. Danielle Banks sent a text message to her mother Friday evening saying that she experienced an earthquake as she was making her way up Mount Everest. She sent another text message Sunday morning to her mother, letting her know she was safe. Banks went to Nepal after graduating from Texas A&M University in December last year. For the seventh consecutive year, News Talk 1620 WTAW has received the Texas Associated Press Broadcasters Radio Excellence Award. That was one of two additional honors WTAW received Saturday night at the annual awards banquet of the TAPB and Headliners Foundation of Texas. And two of our TAPB awards also received recognition from the Headliners Foundation of Texas. Details are on our website at WTAW.com. News time is 7:36. It's 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news at 8 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. For license number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Spring is here, and so is the BCS Home Builders Association's 2015 Spring Parade of Homes, sponsored by James Conant Fireplaces and Insulation and Guarantee Bank and Trust. The parade begins Saturday and Sunday, April 25th and 26th, and finishes May 2nd and 3rd. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders and their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes map can be found at bcsbuilders.org, in the Eagle newspaper, and theeagle.com. Don't forget, the Spring Parade of Homes, April 25th and 26th, then May 2nd and 3rd.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 months, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Good morning, it's 7:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Mostly cloudy skies will continue through today, along with a chance of more scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be heavy. High temperatures near 80. Any showers and storms diminish tonight. Low temperature by morning down around 60. Cloudy to occasionally partly sunny, breezy, cooler on Tuesday. Maybe a few showers around, temperatures near 70. Fair at night, low 50s. Nice day on Wednesday, kind of cool and dry, mostly sunny. High temperature, low 70s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
That was huge, man. We played good all weekend long, and, you know, we kind of grabbed some momentum early.
They sure did and held on to it. The Aggs actually take one from number one LSU over the weekend. We'll have more on that, plus A&M softball and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes or so.
So the weather came through this morning. I guess the better part of it was done by about 5 o'clock this morning, but nonetheless, may see some ditches with some water. May have little snippets off your trees again today because of the winds.
Snippets,
yeah.
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, the winds
Neil
were...
Sperry teach you that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, so the winds are up. I'd also remember that'll weaken branches and they're liable to fall down on Wednesday, and you'll go, whoa, why'd that happen? Well, so remember that. Baseball-sized hail up in the Metroplex, second or third Goodness. Weekend that they've had bad weather that's made things tough. Then Mother Nature went in and spoiled the mullet toss.
Oh,
yeah, the
toss.
Famous Florabama Lounge and Oyster Bar mullet toss that goes on. It's not the haircut, it's the fish in this case. And, yeah, apparently came through, ripped up tents, moved things around. And so, but, you know, I think the celebrants probably had a pretty good time anyway because anything that sounds like a mullet toss and it's on the Florida-Alabama border, yeah, they're probably having time fun. So the sightings started several days ago when police officers, along with specially trained members of the police's emergency services unit, converged on the spot where they found the coyote near One World Trade Center near the Hudson River.
Get out
really?
Of here.
In New York. For the last week, dogs had been held on shortened leashes and small children kept closer at hand as a coyote. And perhaps several roamed the west side of Manhattan. On Saturday, they finally caught the female coyote, cornered it outside the seating area of a restaurant.
Oh, where was London?
And I'm telling you, and the pictures they have, this is a healthy, really good-looking coyote. I mean, the ones I see around here are pretty ragged-looking, usually. But there you are. Made it all the way up to Manhattan.
So... crazy New Yorker with a pet?
Don't know. You know, it's not like you flush them down the toilet, you know, like alligators. I'm not sure. coyotes in the sewer, right? Yeah. So you got a favorite movie?
Yeah.
Several.
Okay. Why do you need to watch that movie again? What's your favorite movie, by the way? What's your favorite? You got a favorite movie?
Shawshank's got to be up there pretty close.
Okay.
From an early age, I started watching Braveheart a lot.
Oh, okay.
It's all like right. three different movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. Man, it would be King. That's my favorite. Anyway, so if you've got a favorite book, read it again. The same goes for your favorite movie, your meal, your song, your vacation. A study of the Consumer of Journal Research shows that, the Journal of Consumer Research shows that reruns are really good for us. Not only... Law and Order, do I have to watch that one again? Not only does repeating your favorite experience tap into the good vibes we felt the first time around, we'll see, hear, or feel some stuff that we missed while we were absorbing all that new information. Just like the line you missed from the first time you watched Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Or the strings you didn't notice in some song. Your brain will find something new to discover when it's taking in a familiar favorite. See, I never missed an episode of MASH and didn't care anything about seeing the reruns.
Well, and the reason your dad let you watch Airplane when you were 12 is because he knew you wouldn't get half the jokes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, yeah, for somebody your age, go back and watch it again. You'll find it was really funny. There are some really funny parts in that movie. That's it. So, did you think Sir Paul McCartney was rich? Well, you're right. London.
He's not dead. We know that.
Yeah, we know that. London Sunday Times says Sir Paul at the top of the list of the richest musicians in the UK and Ireland. $1.1 billion. That includes $30 million added on the last year. In number two, Andrew Lloyd Webber, $976 million. YouTube's collected worth puts the Irish band in third place at 637. Then comes Elton John, a little over 400 million. Mick Jagger rounds out your top five. He's worth 338 million. Keith Richards, not too far behind. He's over 300 million. The finish of the top 10, Michael Flatley.
Lord of the Dance.
Yeah. Ringo Starr. Sting and Roger Waters. Which one of those people doesn't belong in that group? I'm just saying. He can't even sing, and he barely plays the drums. But anyway, those are the rich people of Great Britain. All right, here we go. Here we go. Music streaming service Spotify believes it has pinpointed the age of midlife crises. Staff analyzed data, found that users around this age dropped their usual playlist, which would contain hits from their youth in favor of today's hits from the likes of Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift.
No.
Researchers suggest that young 20-somethings tend to listen to chart music, but during their late 20s and early 30s, our tastes change as we attempt to broaden our musical horizon outside those charts. The number is 42. 42 is when you hit your midlife.
No, come on. They got that from Hitchhiker's Guide.
Oh, that's right. That's it. Yeah.
Would you really, however, look at that as broadening your horizons and using the words Justin and Bieber in the same sentence?
By 35, most adults stop caring about keeping up with music altogether. Then at 42, we burst back into the music scene with a thirst for pop. Yeah. I mean, there's certainly, I don't know. The thing is, though, I've spent my life in music, so we're a little different, I think, probably because that's part of our world. But there you are. If you're looking for your midlife crisis, maybe you've passed it. Maybe it's in the rearview mirror. Maybe it's straight ahead right in front of you. Maybe it's hitting today, but now you know 42 is the number.
Since 1978, University Pediatric Association has established the finest tradition of specialized pediatric care in the Brazos Valley. Continuing that tradition means adding only the best young pediatric specialists to the team at UPA. It means having weekend and evening hours, a pediatric nurse on call 24/7, and answering only to our families, not a hospital or health system. For more information, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, here for generations and generations to come.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Friends and colleagues of mine who are grandparents tell me it's a blast, but it can also have its challenges, especially when there are concerns about how your children are raising your grandchildren. What if they're not involved in their own kids' lives? It can put you in a delicate position. On the one hand, you may feel your child's priorities need some adjustment. On the other, it's important not to drive a wedge between your grandchild and their parent. For example, at your grandchild's soccer game, you don't want to say, "It's too bad your dad can't show up, but I'll be here for you." That comment will set the child and the parent at odds with each other. Instead, try to be a bridge. Say something like, "I'm sorry your dad can't make it today, but I'm thrilled to be here to watch you so I can tell him how well you did." Words like that will help protect their relationship until hopefully the parent does a better job engaging the child. Maybe you've heard the old joke, grandparents and grandchildren have a common enemy. There's probably a lot of truth to that, but they also have a common love. As a grandparent with years of life experience and wisdom, you play a subtle but important role in the relationship between your child and grandchild. If your adult child still has some growing up to do as a parent, strive to be a bridge. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Supal Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Supal Prater location and get great deals at cptractor.com. Supal Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to care for your child. A pediatrician who's board certified and kid sensitive. A pediatrician you trust, who's backed by the strength of the region's premier healthcare system. St. Joseph pediatricians are convenient, connected, responsive, and caring. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:51. A&M baseball, after a rough outing times two, actually managed to squeak one out against the LSU Tigers in Baton Rouge with a 6-2 victory, staving off the series sweep. Coach Childress was happy to get one out of Baton Rouge.
That was huge, man. We played good all weekend long, and, you know, we kind of grabbed some momentum early. They swung the bats really good against Simons, and, you know, the first two innings, we make two big momentum defensive plays to keep the game scoreless, and you know, Logan Taylor, and then a great relay throw to Alamon there in the second inning. And, you know, just like that in the third, we score four runs with two outs. And Simon settled in once he got lathered up, started sinking the ball a little bit better. And, you know, go to Matt Kenny, gives us five big outs, and Vinny was able to finish it up.
Audio courtesy there of Tex Aggs. With the win, the Aggs run their record to 37-7. They'll return to action on Tuesday as they host the Texas State Bobcats at Olsen, 6:35 the first pitch. And it'll be on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. On now to Texas A&M softball, where the ladies fell to Florida in five innings, 9-1 Sunday. The Aggies return home facing their final Lone Star State opponent in Texas State of the Bobcats Wednesday. First pitch for that one is at 6:35 on the Zone HD 95.1-3. The ladies' record at 34-17. They dropped to 9-12 in the SEC, however. You could set your watch by them, pretty much. Texas A&M men's and women's track and field team lit it up yet again this weekend. The A&M women won the women's college division of the 4x400-meter relay while finishing as runner-up in three Championship of America relays on the final day of action at the 121st Penn Relays. The A&M men closed out the relays, finishing behind LSU in the 4x400-meter. In the NBA, Monte Ellis scored 31 points as the Dallas Mavericks avoided elimination with a 121-109 victory over the Houston Rockets. Mavs coach Rick Carlisle attributed the win to kind of jostling up his starting lineup.
You know, they've been two of the most effective players in the series, but we had injuries, too, that influenced it. You know, Felton started the previous game. He was banged up. RJ was banged up, and so that contributed to it as well. But we really felt we needed as much rebounding as possible in the game to start. And, you know, the difference tonight was, you know, it's 52-38 on the boards for us, and that's the game.
Game five is tomorrow in Houston. Chris Paul had 35 points and 7 assists as the Los Angeles Clippers beat the San Antonio Spurs 114-105 to even their first round series at two games apiece. Spurs coach Greg Popovich was unsatisfied with the Spurs' overall performance.
I'm just, as I said, more disappointed in the lack of focus and not being as sharp in a lot of situations as we were in L.A.
In other NBA action, Cleveland and Washington have completed four-game sweeps to advance to the second round of the NBA playoffs. LeBron James had 27 as the Cavs walked over Boston 101-93. In other action, the Wizards routed Toronto 125-94. In Major League Baseball, Texas got their O going.
Martin swings. It's a fly ball to deep right field. Calhoun going back. He's at the wall. And that ball is history. A home run for Leonis Martin and the Rangers lead.
Leonis Martin led off the 11th with a homer as the Texas Rangers held on for a 5-4 victory over the Los Angeles Angels yesterday to end a three-game skid. Here's Ranger skip Jeff Bannister.
To continue to battle and grind it out. You know, these guys have been doing that in every game, really. I mean, there's no quit in them, no give up. You know, it was nice to see, you know, that their efforts were rewarded today.
Seattle heads to Arlington for a 7:05 start against Texas on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Evan Gattis had some late-inning heroics for the Stros.
Gaddis lines it in the center field. Fold started in, goes back, and it's over his head. Mariznick scores. Altuve around third. He will score. Lowry will stop at third. Gaddis in the second with a two-run double, and the Astros lead it 7-6.
Gaddis hit a two-run double in the ninth inning as the Houston Astros completed their sweep of the Oakland Athletics 7-6. Gaddis matched his career high with RBIs, and Houston heads to San Diego for the Padres at 9:10 tonight. We'll join that one in progress on the Zone as well. Kurt Busch dominated once he took the lead and won the rain-delayed NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Richmond International Raceway. Busch led 291 of the 400 laps to outrun Stewart House Racing teammate Kevin Harvick over the final dozen laps. The race was delayed Saturday due to rain. In the PGA, Justin Rose birdied the final two holes to win the Zurich Classic at the TPC in Louisiana. And finally, we'll wrap it up in the NHL, where Minnesota and Montreal are heading to the second round, as Zach Parise scored twice in the Wild's 4-1 win over the St. Louis Blues to set up a rematch of the second-round loss last year to the Chicago Blackhawks. In Ottawa, Carey Price turned away 43 shots, and Montreal clinched 2-0 over Ottawa. And that has been Look at Your Sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Spring is here, and now is the time to get fit at AeroFit. You can enroll for just a dollar. Plus, if you're transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. AeroFit has been voted best of the Brazos for over 10 years. That's because of AeroFit's excellent facilities, services, and staff. AeroFit is everything you and your family want in a health club. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff and exclusive Smart Start program, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Mention this ad and you can enroll for just a buck. Plus, if you're transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're going to feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
The fear of missing out. FOMO. It can strike at any time. Like not finding out about Sarah's killer party till you see everyone's pics on social media. It should have been you behind the person wearing that stir-fry wok as a hat. FOMO. Or not catching that episode everyone's talking about because you had to work late. Does the crew survive the zombie uprising? Spoiler alert, their brains don't. FOMO. But with all the tech features in the stylish 2015 Toyota Corolla, you won't miss out on anything because you have everything. Like available smart key system with push-button start, Entune multimedia with navigation, integrated backup cam, and of course, style like never before. So no mo, FOMO. Lease a stylish new 2015 Corolla LE for only $169 a month for 24 months with $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 5/4/15.
Somehow or other, they've still got a 60% chance. It's rain in the forecast today. Okay.
They just want to be sure.
I guess they say it could happen after 1 o'clock today. 40% tonight. 59 is the low tonight. 67 will be the high tomorrow. That'll be pretty nice. And 49 is the low on Tuesday night. End of the week. Nice. Sunshine. 72. Working its way up to near 80 by the time we get to the weekend. So that should be okay. Weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We have this morning research that shows that when we're at work, we use over 5 feet of toilet paper. At home, we use less.
Who got to do that one?
I don't know. Who's doing the measurements on that? And we have for you this morning shower thoughts.
Yay.
Because, if you think about it, what if we named the right hand because we thought that was the correct use, okay, of the hand? Then the left was what was left over. To encourage better grades in school, should we let the straight-A students attend all school functions free of charge, including proms and sporting events?
I like that.
When I was a kid, people got really mad if I read their diary. Now these days, kids put their diary on the internet and get mad if you don't read it.
True.
And how about this? There should be an average person running or swimming alongside Olympic athletes to show just how really good they are. And finally, cereal is the human equivalent of dry dog food. WTAW, College Station. Right.